Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, everybody, open your mouth and worship the Lord. He's worthy of the glory. He deserves the praise today. Come on, everybody, all over the room, open your mouth and worship Him. Lift your hands and bless Him in this place. Simple song.
Y'all got it now. Come on, say it. All of the glory, Lord, belongs
Can we lift our hands together one time? My hallelujah belongs to you. Everybody, come on and come to the table.
I am Lady Nancy here to give you the very best in radio ministry. What happens on God So That Can Radio? We embrace the testimonies and accomplishments of every overcomer in the body of Christ in whatever area of ministry they are in. Revelation 12 and 11 says we are overcomers by the blood and our word of testimony. God So That Can Radio are opportunists that give opportunity. You are welcome to call in with comments, questions, prayer, and to some to receive salvation if you don't know Jesus Christ in the pardon of your sins. We just love to fellowship, and it is so welcomed. While live, the call-in number is area code 646-716-6608. Press 1 to be put in the host queue. Our theme is Scripture, Galatians 6 and 9. Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Today is an awesome day. We are at it again. God So That Can Radio welcomes an awesome woman of God hailing from Temple, Texas. I have had the pleasure to speak with her many, many years ago, and consistently, every chance we get a moment to just say, hey, she ministers to my very needs through the love of God. God uses her so mightily, and I am convinced that she does hear from the Lord. She is so humble, a beautiful sister in the Lord. Today, our guest is none other than Prophetess Vernell Galbraith. God bless you, woman of God. Thank you for being here.
Grace and peace, peace and grace. Thank you, ma'am, for having me. The honor is all mine. And as a matter of fact, on today, I am in Columbus, Ohio.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for gracing us with your internet presence and the love of God that does, I know personally, resides in you. From the moment that I met you, I knew that you were someone special, and we don't know each other personally, but through the love of God, we definitely have connected, and I thank you for being here with me today. This show is ministry-minded. It's all about God. It's all about you. Feel free to just share your journey, what it is that God has been showing you, what it is that you want to say. Let the Lord use you and just be yourself and share with us how it all begins. So the floor is all yours to say hello, your God bless you, where your ministry belongs to, etc. It's all yours.
Oh, thank you, darling. Well, to your listening audience, again, what a joy and what a delight it is to be on the show with the hostess with the most is indeed that is exactly who you are. I bless God for you and the wonderful work that you're doing and the people that God have assigned to your hands to certainly impact and make a difference in their lives. Well, my journey began 32 years ago when I accepted Christ as my Lord and Savior. I've always known, even as a child, that God had called me to preach this glorious gospel. I was told as a child that God did not use women, but God has a way. When he called us and we are ordained from our mother's womb to do a work, he have a way of catapulting us and getting us to where we are to be. And God allowed us to join the military and over and joining the military sent us over to Germany, detox me of that teaching that had been pulled into my spirit. Because the church over there, they did embrace and they believe that God uses people that avail themselves. I accepted my calling 32 years ago, and I tell you, my sister, I bless God for the many, many things that he have done in my life as I have traveled and preached the gospel. I love the God-given assignment that God has given me. Now, it didn't start where I'm at now. I did not start traveling around the country from church to church. I had very humble beginnings when I told the man of God over in Germany that God called me to preach. He said, well, this is what I need you to do. I need you to join the hospitality committee. In other words, begin washing dishes and preparing food. And of course, me thinking I knew it all, I got an attitude. And I began to think to myself, well, this preacher certainly don't know what he's doing. I'm telling him I was called to preach, and you're talking about washing dishes. Well, little did I know what basically he was trying to teach me, and what I've learned within these 32 years is this, that ministry is about servanthood. We're serving mankind, and we serve on different assignments. We serve on different platforms, and it's God that chooses those various assignments. Long story short, I'm going to fast forward. I did begin to serve in the hospitality department. I became committed to that. And then when my leader saw what I was doing there, he began to put me into the children's church and allowed me to work there, began to work in prayer. And just from one committee to the next, and little did I know that God was elevating me through faithfulness and obedience. Two things that God requires of us, and that's faithfulness, and that's being loyal to God, that's being faithful to the things of God. I began to pray. I began to seek God, because if you're going to be a good minister, if you're going to be a good servant, you need to be have humility. You must pray. You must seek God's face and seek God's counsel. And then in regards to serving the word of God, so you can talk about God, you must spend time with God. It's hard to talk about someone or some things when you're not and when you have not spent time with them. So I began to seek the faith and the wisdom and the counsel of God. And God began, woman of God, to elevate me. I've always done radio, always done TV. I've always traveled because I did accept that call as an evangelist. But I want to say to your listening audience, those that know they have a call on their life, accept the things of God. Many times the things of God are downplayed and belittled. It's an honor to serve God. It's a privilege, and it's my greatest joy in life, doing what God have called and ordained me to do. Literally, sister, I owe God. God's been so wonderful and so kind to me, and he's done so much for me. How can I then turn back on God and not want to do for God? I tell God every day, Lord, I am available. If you need somebody, send me, I'll go. If you need hands to touch, if you need a heart to love, if you need a listening ear, God, send me, I'll go. If you need a mouth to speak through, send me, I'll go. So it's a privilege. So those, again, that's listening to the show, listen, serve God. Get in church. Honor God. Many times we won't much from God, but we're willing to give up so little. Come on over on the Lord's side. And as our forefathers and foremothers used to say, and it makes us mighty glad. So I serve with joy. I serve with great delight. And again, it's an honor. It's a privilege. I'm glad where I'm at now in this season in my life. Again, traveling. I started on this year, New Year's Eve. I haven't been home 2 weeks this year, just from church to church to church, encouraging the people of God, helping the body of Christ, and certainly going in doing what a good evangelist do, and that is support and help pastors. Say the same thing Pastor has already said. I just said a different way, that the church of Christ, that the church of God, that the people of God may be encouraged, that they may be helped. And then even along my way, as I travel, God sometimes used me to minister to people in various places, in the marketplace, in the airport, on the airplane, at the McDonald's, at the cafeteria, in the hotel, in the beauty shop, even where I sit right now, being a light in a dark world. So I say to you, my dear sister, you're doing a great work. And to those that's listening, obey God. You know God is calling you to do it. You know God has told you to do it. Obey God, and God will bless you in your doing.
Amen, amen. I have to say that I appreciate you so much for being so open, always at the ready, you know, for the times that you even called me and shared with me the different things that the Lord had gave you. I appreciate you for meeting you, you know, even just verbally over the phone. It has been a privilege and an honor. And I know one day we're going to meet. Just enjoy the love of Christ that He has put in us. You can basically just share with us, you know, what the Lord has been sharing with you as you've been traveling, because I'm watching everything that you do. You do it all over the place, and I love it.
Yes, yes. Well, in this hour, what God has been sharing with me, of course, and this is my passion, of course, it's prayer. It's almost antiquated to this new age. And when I say new age, I mean the millennium, because when I got saved 32 years ago, they impregnated us with prayer because they told us no prayer, no power. Much prayer, much power. Little prayer, little power. And now people don't believe too much in prayer, but I put it like this, sister. The only way you get to know someone is spend time with them. And so prayer is one of the ways and the means that God has given us to know Him. And just simply talk with Him, and then He speaks back to us when we read the Bible or even sometimes in our spirit. So God has been talking with me concerning a prayer and challenging the body of Christ to go back to 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven. I will forgive their sin, and then I will heal the land. Listen, prayer is so profound and so powerful, and that's why and that's how the enemy tricks us out of prayer, because it seems seemingly with the natural eye, seems as if when we pray, many times looks as if with the natural eye, the naked eye, that it's in vain and that God's not answering and that nothing's being accomplished and it's a waste of time. But I come to tell the devil that he's a lying wonder and the blood is against him now, because God declares in His word, if we call, He promised to answer. If we seek, we will find. If we knock, the door will be open. He said, for everyone that asks, it receive it. To him that seeketh, find it. To him that knocketh, if the door then is open. And so prayer is a privilege. It's an honor. So God has been dealing with me concerning prayer. And again, that I would challenge, my assignment is to challenge the people of God to go back to prayer, go back to consecration, go back to commitment, go back to loyalty, go back to seeking God. Many people think power is in a position in a power, in a kingdom, but power is in prayer. Deliverance is in prayer. Hope and joy, and basically serving God with your whole heart, loving God, not for another car or another house, because the Lord knows if we seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, all these things, they will be added unto us. So we don't have to chase cars and houses, but chase and follow hard after God. So that's been my assignment. Been my assignment that, again, that the people of God will turn their faith back to God through prayer, consecration, fasting, something that we don't talk about much anymore, in a committed life and a dedicated and a bad life. joy. It's not a burden. Again, I love what I see. Nobody makes the church wonderful. Nobody makes the church God I want to serve. It's the good thing to do, the God thing to do, and the best thing to do.
Amen. I'm losing you a little bit. There's a little bit of interference on your phone.
Are you able to hear me?
Yes, ma'am. I can hear you now.
Okay, great.
All right. Amen. What a blessing. Absolutely. I agree. I think it's the most beautiful thing. And you know, the funny thing was, I taught the young people last night, and it was about prayer. I wasn't even scheduled to do it. I asked a favor of someone, and someone said, well, if I do this favor for you, can you do a favor for me and teach it? So I said, Lord, I don't even know what I'm going to share with these young people. I really didn't. And you know, the funny, I didn't want to do it. I said, really? I'll just go ahead and do it. She said, no, I think you're going to do just fine. I think you're going to just be. And let me tell you, it was such a blessing to pull up the Lord's Prayer, break down and, you know, make acronyms of what prayer means and share with
wow.
what communication with God.
And you
is
just
about.
Did that last night?
Yes, out of the blue. I was at work, sitting at my desk. And I said, Lord, what am I going to share with these young people? And I said, you know, I mean young people. Not that I don't like young people, I do. But you know how you feel sometimes? There's that place
yes.
where you kind of stay away from because you're like, nah, that's not my calling. And so on and so forth.
Right.
Okay, so why did God just bless this whole teaching? And then it was so simple. You know, I had older ones and younger ones. And them little ones were so into it. And it was such a blessing
Whoa.
Just to see how they were like, you know, even the little girl opened up in prayer. She was going in. I was like, okay. And the little
yeah.
ones like praying more than the older ones did. And it was just a blessing to really sit and, you know, it was an honor to sit and teach them and, you know.
Wow.
I was like, okay, God, wow. Who would have thought that today we'd be talking about prayer? And that's exactly what I shared with the young people last night about prayer.
Look at God. Look at God. Confirmation.
I know that's right.
Woman, yeah, confirmation. Woman of God, I look at people that is into, I'm just going to use this for example, say if they're into sports, I notice how they have such a passion and such a drive and such a commitment and such a devotion for whatever they're into. For people that's into drugging and doing all sorts of evil and ungodly things, they're really into it. So how much more should we as children of God be passionate about what God has given us to do? And as you first stated, not making no excuses. Not, Lord, I'm not making no excuses. I do this with a glad and with a cheerful and with a willing heart. No, it may not be my calling. It may not. Sometimes even we get assignments that look like assignments are given to us, and we feel like sometimes that we're not adequate enough to teach it or to do it, or I would have loved to have been prepared the better. I wish someone would have let me know ahead of time. But I'm learning that out of obedience to God, that's where our blessings lie. Because when we put that best foot forward, because, see, and that's why preparation always comes even before time, woman of God. That's why it's so important that we spend time in prayer and time in consecration and time in commitment. So when we are called upon, we can readily give an answer. We can readily be used. We can readily open our mouth and speak as the oracles of God. We can readily be his mouthpiece. We can readily, again, be his heart, his hand, because being used of God is not sometimes not always what you say, but sometimes, sister, it's what you do. See, because sometimes people need a good deed done. Come on, a ride to church, some money in their hand, a meal, sometimes a place to stay, sometimes a bill paid. And God will give us wisdom even on that, when to do and when not to do. But that being ready, that being available, that being willing to be used by God is a very honorable thing.
Amen. Absolutely. You have a beautiful family. I see your pictures, your children, and share with me a little bit about the time that you spend with them and what they mean to you.
Oh, I love those people. I love those people. They are my heart. I love my children. My son's 36. He's graduated from Berklee College of Music. He has a beautiful wife, and she graduated from there, too. So I have two music people in my home, so you know what that means. I go to bed listening to music. I wake up listening to music. She's singing. He's on the keys. There's music, and they just mean the world to me. They've been calling, trying to get my schedule for Mother's Day. I know they have a great day planned. And then I have a wonderful daughter, graduated from Grambling College of Music, have a master's in accounting. My baby daughter, she's working on her master's in business. And then my new baby is a manager of a 7-Eleven. I have three wonderful granddaughters. And what I try to do, woman of God, being that I am a mother, and then I have this call upon my life, I balance. God gives me wisdom. But I thank God that most of all, my children, even though they are adult children, I'm still their mother. And God's got to give me how to balance that. So when I come home off the road, I'm home off the road. I'm not Prophetess Galbraith. I'm not Evangelist Galbraith. I'm their mother. So I spend that time with them. And those children as well was brought up in church, so they're working in their local churches, and I'm godly proud of them. My son is a musician. My daughter works in finances. And I'm telling you, again, that balance. I'm happy, glad for them that they have a mind. They're very educated people. They love school. They love college. And they say to me, Mama, I always tease them. I say, now, which one of you guys are going to preach? And they say, well, we're not for sure about that. But we love what God has given us to do. So I say again, too, you're listening on it. There must be a balance. It can't be all God and no family, especially when you have a family. You got to use wisdom. And let me say this. Maybe this will bless somebody. Now, when those children was little children, I did not go out on the road evangelizing like this. Because as of today, today is Thursday. Yes, I have been gone from home 3 weeks, and you can't do that, and I did not do that when my children was 2 and 3 and 4, 5, 6, 7, and those teenage years, because they needed their mother. But at the hour 34, now you big enough to fix your own meal. And if not, I just hate it for you. But I just said that to say they're very mature people, and they have their own family, so they're into what they're into. But I'm grateful for this time, and then it's a great joy. And I'm telling you, who really make me glad when I go home, those grandbabies. As a matter of fact, now they've been calling, and they want to know exactly when are you coming, because they miss their grandmother. But I try to teach them as well. This is what I do, and I'm going to return.
Amen. That's a blessing. I love that. I love the fact that you talked about the balance. You know, there's people that just don't do that, and it is so necessary. Some shows I've had in the past, we talked about, you know, sharing the balance of being just who you are, and of course being who you are in God, and just enjoying the time and this life that God gave you, which is so important.
Yes. So it makes your life better, and it pleases God. It pleases God.
Right.
Because, you know, God, first of all, created that family. That family that came from God. And so we want to please God in every aspect of our lives.
Amen. Well, I don't know how much more time you have for me, but I'm thoroughly enjoying you, and I just appreciate you coming on here and sharing and talking. talking with me. It is a privilege and an honor to, you know, meet such beautiful people who make, you know, what I do in media so worthwhile.
Yes, yes. And again, thank you for having me. I appreciate you and the work that you're doing. And I want to say to you, please keep up the good work. We never know something about social media. We never know whose lives are being touched. Sometimes people come on the line. They may not say anything, but that's not to say that they're not there and that they're not listening and that they're not taking heed to what God is saying. So you keep doing what you're doing as well.
Amen. Thank you. Absolutely. I sure will. I'm coming back. And I thank God because this is day number two back on the air officially, you know, dealing with some health issues that I had been dealing with and couldn't really talk as much because I had this condition called trigeminal neuralgia and from a brain tumor that I had. And I actually thank God because I've been on the air 2 days in a row with no pain. So I'm like, yes.
Praise God. Wonderful, wonderful.
Amen.
Delighted to hear that. Delighted to hear that. Delighted to hear that. Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Well, share
well, bless
with us
you.
Any final words.
Okay. Well, my final words is continue to trust God, believe God, walk with God, stay with God, go with God, and God will go with you. Grace and peace to all of you just listening. Remember that God got you. Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good of them that love God and that are be called according to his purpose. Keep your head up, keep encouraged, keep the faith, and just keep moving, keep moving. Things do happen in our life, but you got to keep moving and you got to keep trusting. Again, two things God honors, and that is faith and obedience. Faith and obedience. And know that God holds us and he has us in the palm of his hand. And I love his word. He says, I will never leave thee, neither will I forsake thee. But, Lord, I'm with you always, even until the end of the earth. So, again, be encouraged and keep the faith.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. It has definitely been a privilege and an honor. I'm so glad you were here with us on today.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Dolly. And keep up the good work.
Thank you. I sure will. Amen.
Okay.
All right, listening audience, that has been our guest for today. I pray that you were blessed. I'm thoroughly encouraged. I appreciate her so much. She is just an awesome woman of God, and she is out there doing her thing, just traveling and preaching that glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. I just want you guys to know that I thank you so much for those who have called me, texted me, Facebook inboxed me, Twitter, every social media avenue that let me know you haven't forgotten about me. I appreciate you, not even necessarily because of what I was going through, just in general to say hello, when you coming back, so on and so forth. All of my girlfriends from different states, I have two special individuals, Donna Hammond and Peggy Pearl, who have been with me from literally almost the midway, very beginning, even when the awesome opportunity for Pastor Coley before he passed last year was on here with me for a little over a year as my co-host. It was a beautiful, beautiful. This season is opportunity. God has definitely been speaking, you know, even through my own apostle, about opportunity and never missing an opportunity to let something amazing happen in your life. And I am thoroughly convinced that this is opportunity. You know, no matter what residual situations that we go through, I'm thanking God for that opportunity to be a child of God, to get through some storms, things I've been through, things that have happened even through this journey of radio. You know, I went through a divorce. There's different things that happen, and the restoration, the renewing, the restoring, the healing, the process. You know, even with everything that has happened, I'm still here fighting and not giving up and staying steadfast and unmovable in God. And, you know, I was kind of reluctant these last few months because of the pain that I experienced, and I kind of got fearful. So that's just an honest statement that every time I'd be feeling just fine, and the moment that I'd see I'm going on the air, the pain would start out of nowhere, and I'm like, okay, what in the world is going on? But I thank God that I said that no matter what would happen and whatever I went through, that I would be here to give him the glory, and that I would be here to do what he said. And my radio show is called God Said I Can Radio. So no matter what I'm feeling, no matter how I feel, even if I take a pause for a moment, know that you guys, I'm here, whether I'm having a moment of pain or whatever the case may be, I am going to be here doing what the Lord has called me to do. And I'm so just overwhelmed and happy that I miss being on the radio with you all. I miss being here, sharing my testimonies, encouraging you, you know, letting someone know out there that it does get better, it will get better, no matter what you're going through. You know that many of the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord deliver us out of them all. And I'm thoroughly convinced that he does. And no matter how I feel, I always said, what would I do if something major, such as a brain tumor, happened to me? I would bless God anyhow. And I got to tell you that if I didn't have the Lord who was on my side, I don't know where I'd be. I'd probably be a basket case. But because I have him, I am handling the situation so much better because I have him. You know, I'm going to tell you, there wasn't days that I thought all kind of crazy stuff, you know, let the enemy in and make me feel like, oh, it could be cancer. Oh, it's a brain tumor. Oh, you might die. Oh, I can't die because I haven't completed my work for the Lord. And I thank God that even on those days when I've had my scans, and I've had about two now, that nothing's changed, it's still there. However, it's shifting as far as, you know, pressing on the nerve that caused all the pain. And I have my days where I'm not in tears like I used to be, because it was at points where I was constantly in tears, a little anxiety, things happening to me where I couldn't function, I couldn't talk, my coworkers had to help me, but I refused to go on disability, I refused to be out of work, and I come to work just as happy-go-lucky, smiling, loving on God, encouraging others, even though I'm going through my own storm, because nothing that I go through, I read Jeremiah 32:26-27, and the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, I am the Lord thy God. I am the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? And I read that scripture. I leave my Bible open to that scripture because I say, God, this is nothing too hard for you. This is nothing that you can do. If I've seen you heal others, and whatever your will is for this situation, I'm open, readily available, that you do what you want to do in my life, as long as I'm giving you what you want, and that is to be a servant, no matter what my circumstances. It doesn't kill me or put me in a place where I'm debilitated and can't do it. I'm going to bless the Lord at all times, and the praise shall continually be in my mouth. And I thank God for every opportunity, every moment in my life, good, bad, ugly, and indifferent. I thank God, because she said, Romans 8:28, all things, even this situation, is working out for the good of the Lord. And I thank God that I had the opportunity to go through what I went through. You know, I was off and on throughout the last year and a half, maybe, was on the air, off the air, on the air, off the air, but I'm here. Definitely putting my work in, getting my guests, and there's days I won't have anybody, but we have the most important person that plays a part in all that we do, and that is God himself, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And to those who don't know Christ and the pardon of your sins, I want to share with you that it is not that hard to become a citizen of the kingdom. 1 Timothy 2:5-6 says, for there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Jesus Christ, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. There is one Christ who was born of a virgin, who lived this life, who served under the Holy Spirit's guidance throughout the nations and did all the things that he did, who lived, died, who bled and rose again and was crucified and ascended to the Father, and he is yet alive and yet on his way back. And I want you to be encouraged that God loves us, that he loves his people so much that he still is having open opportunity for those who don't know them know him in the pardon of their sins, to receive him. It is so simple to just believe, to just know, and then confess that you're a sinner, to confess that you don't know any better right now, that you're going through whatever the situation may be, that you just need a Savior to be Lord and landlord over your life. And we are here to invite you to the kingdom of God. It is so simple. Come as you are. It is not opportunity for you to say that I don't have everything in order. That is God's job. That is the Lord Jesus Christ himself's job to get things in order in your life. There is not one person on this earth or anyone that was used in the body in the Bible that didn't have an issue, that God still used them mightily. After you have repented and you work on turning from your wicked way and you work on the sanctification process, you might not even get to that point, but just know that God loves you and he wants you to be a citizen of the kingdom. I just appreciate everyone who took the time and thought it not robbery to not forget about God, so that I can radio through all the good, the bad, the ugly, and indifferent of your life, that there is opportunity for you to know Christ in the pardon of your sins. And I thank you for every opportunity that you get to listen, that you can go back and listen, for every guest that we'll have. We are here to just do what God called us to do. So we're getting out of here, but we're going to play a few songs before we do it. And I thank you again for just being so awesome. I appreciate you all. Sometimes I don't get to speak to people, but I know you're listening, and I thank you in advance for being here. Follow me on Twitter at Miss Make It Happen. That's 1S, M-I-S, Make It Happen on Twitter. On Facebook, I am Nancy Hostess with the Mostest, and I'm here to share as much as I can, to be a blessing, to be exactly what it is that God has called me to be. And I thank you all again for another ministry encounter here on God Said I Can Radio. So we're getting out of here. God bless you all. We'll be back next Monday, where a good friend that I have met, who actually heard about me, inboxed me and was like, I need to come see you. Donald Buster Woods, he is a producer. He is a man of God. He is just awesome in the industry, and heard about me, and I'm so happy about that. When you think nobody's really thinking about you, wondering what's going on, somebody's talking about you. It ain't always bad, and I thank God for that moment, and I won't complain. So God bless you all, and have an awesome night.
There's a praise that lives deep in my heart, and it says, oh Lord, I love you, I am blessed when I think of your goodness to me. It comforts me daily, but there are times in my life when things don't work out right, and my burdens are heavy, and there's no joy in sight. Put my eyes back on you, for you've always come through. And with this simple refrain, I will bless you, 'cause
Lord, you've been good to me. Made the way I could not see.
Your love came in, lifted me.
And now
I won't
come
through the years.
Yeah.
Oh,
you've been there to
dry my tears. Oh Lord, you have been so good to me, more than the world could ever be.
Really wanna thank
my hands, give you praise in the midst of each storm,
'cause you are worthy.
When life's sorrows and heartaches rush in, I will remember
you are still worthy.
Let the words of my mouth leave no room for doubt, because down through the years been faithful. And when I think it all through, oh Lord, it's been you who's been there all the time, and I'm grateful,
grateful,
grateful.
Lord, you've been
one like you.